Thank you, Martin. It's kind of nerve-wracking being the first speaker of the reunion, but the nice part is that nobody's going to steal my scriptures. I'm pretty sure of that. Now I get to steal everybody else's. Everybody's probably wondering what I got the big white board up here for. I got up here to keep you awake, wondering what I'm going to put up there. No, actually, I'm going to use it. But I'm going to have you help me. Okay, this is going to be an audience participation type event. Okay? I'll give that a few seconds for the terror to go off for that. Because I'm going to be asking you questions too. I want to talk about marriage tonight. How about the sacrament? Marriage. You know, I thought of something the other day. The best way to find someone that you want to be with is to be that kind of person. If you can't understand that, it's if you desire someone of a certain character to have certain qualities, you should have those qualities within you. Now, this is your audience participation part. What qualities do you find desirable if you're looking for a spouse? Especially young kids. I'm sure that Uncle Johnny's was rhubarb pie. That was one of them, right? It was her beans, wasn't it?
It's hard to choose.
Seriously though, what kind of qualities would you look for in a spouse?
Faithfulness.
Somebody else?
Belief in God.
Okay.
Truthfulness.
Honesty? How about that? Does that work?
As long as not for you.
Clive is already working on that. What else?
Kindness?
Something to drip, too.
Everybody's kind of hitting towards charity, aren't they? I'll just put that one up.
Patience.
Liza needs to work on that one, too. Patience. Yes, I am a very good cook.
Loving.
Sure. Specifics? Brown hair? Blue eyes? Anything? Doesn't matter. Play the piano?
Christian?
That'd be a good part. How about similar interests?
That would be good. Very good.
had to come up with a list in case you guys didn't. We got patient, didn't we? Yeah, we got patient. How about a good attitude? Who wants to be around a grouch? How about an even temperament?
That's part of it.
Doesn't fly off the handle.
It's really sensible and not after strong and
heavy.
Gentle.
Sure.
Responsible.
Is anybody that's not married giving me one? In the back row? That's a pretty good list, actually. So those are qualities that you would find desirable in a spouse. Right? So wouldn't it make sense that if we had the same qualities, we'd be desirable for a spouse? And wouldn't it be so nice if someone could come along and tell you who you're going to marry? Make it easy, wouldn't it? Well, I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to tell you who you're going to marry. Because we're all married, going to be married to the same person. Revelations 19th chapter. It's a nice thing about the Bible, the nice thing about Revelations is everybody assumes that it's all a great big mystery, but like with any mystery, if you go to the last chapter and read it, you know what's going to happen. You know who done it. I'm going to read the 7th and 8th verse of the 19th chapter of Revelation. It says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." So, if the church is the bride, and Christ is the husband, that's our job description, isn't it? If Christ came today, would he find us attractive? Would he find us desirable? As a wife, we have duties. Over in the Ephesians, in the 5th chapter, I'm reading the 22nd and 24th verse. It says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord." You know what? That's also talking to the church. The church is the bride of Christ. We're supposed to submit. "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." I notice we didn't have submissive on our list, did we? Submissive is kind of a hard one, isn't it? Notice how the Baptist Church just had a thing saying that they were in favor of a How'd they word that? A graciously submissive wife? Her wife is supposed to be graciously submissive to her husband, or something like that. One of our duties as a wife is to be submissive. Submissive means to yield, to surrender, to give up our own will. People seem to have a hard time with submission. I think it has to do with pride. People don't want to submit to God about some things, but they're willing to submit to everything else. Who submits to the laws of the land? Everybody does. Well, not everybody. I can't say that. Everybody in this room should. We submit to our boss. If we don't submit to our boss, we don't get a paycheck. Liza and I submit our wills to Cody. Who here has a dog? Do you submit to the will of your dog? If the dog has to go outside, do you let the dog outside, even though you don't want to, in the middle of the night? You're submitting your own will to a dog. But a lot of times, we have a hard time submitting our will to God. I think it has to do with the reward and the punishment. With the dog, the reward and the punishment is immediate. With the job, it's every 2 weeks. But with God, the reward and punishment is over a much longer period of time. That's why I think it's hard for us sometimes. Does that mean we're not supposed to do it? No. The world doesn't teach submission. There's not an athlete or a movie star out there that's going to teach you to be submissive. They're going to teach you to be. I did all these great things. Go for it. Go for the gusto. Be the best. So we even know that reward of punishment is not immediate. It's very real. If we're not submissive as a wife to Christ. Okay, another duty of the wife is over in Titus. In the second chapter. And I'll start with the fourth verse. This is about talking about what the old women are supposed to be doing. So they're supposed to teach the young children to be sober, the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet. That's one of our duties as a wife, is to be discreet. Okay, who here knows what discreet means? Anybody? It's not a word we use a whole lot of. I looked it up. It is judicious and cautious in managing practical affairs. It means they don't run ahead or fall behind. They just take care of the business that needs to be done. They don't do it with great fanfare. To be discreet. Chaste. What does chaste mean? To be pure. A virgin. Only for the husband. Keepers at home. Good. Obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. These are all duties of wives. to their husbands, and our duties as of us as a church to God. Duties as a bride of Christ. So how do we match up to our job description here? This is the one you came up with. Some things are better at than others, huh? Are we patient? Long-suffering? You know, I did a sermon a while back in Phoenix about waiting. That's having patience and long-suffering is waiting on God. You guys from Phoenix, who can remember the scriptures that I asked you to remember? Anybody? 2 Nephi something. How about 2 Nephi chapter 5? This is good for anybody who can't wait anymore. Who thinks everything needs to be done right now. Who thinks Christ needs to come right away. It's in the 35th verse of page 100. It says, "For the people of the Lord are they who wait for Him, for they that still wait for the coming of the Messiah." If we don't wait, if we're not patient and long-suffering, we're not the children of the Lord. Are we communicative with each other, with God? I think a lot of us are. I think we don't hesitate to go to God with burdens we have. Maybe sometimes we forget when things are going just fine and don't really have a great deal of problems. Similar interests? Well, we sure better have similar interests with Jesus Christ. What are His interests? We got a lot of things that's responsibilities we have as a church to preach the gospel. We better have those same interests. We better be out there to be an example to the world, to be an ensign to the world. Do we have a good attitude? Are we examples in the spirit of the believer? When things don't go our way? When God makes us wait? What's our attitude? Is it gentle? Is it happy? Is it thankful for what we have? For our families? Or is it like a lot of times with the house of Israel, when things just didn't go quite right, they started murmuring, or Laman and Lemuel, they were two good ones. If it wasn't just right, boy, they were nagging and whining and complaining anytime they got a chance. You know, we each have to question ourselves when we look at that list. How we match up on different issues. Each of us, individually and collectively, are the bride of Christ. But you know what? If we're not up to par in our brain, in our mind, on some of these things, it's not the end of the world. I'm going to turn over to Isaiah in the first chapter. Isaiah And I'll start with the 18th verse. It says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Even if our physical clothes are dirty, we don't go around wearing them every day, do we? If we're out rolling around in the dirt, working on cars, getting all greasy and everything, we don't stay in them. We clean them. And that's what we have the opportunity to do through Jesus Christ. Back in Ephesians. In the 5th chapter again. I'll start with the 25th, where we left off. It says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ has also loved the church." Christ loves us. He loves you and me. Don't ever forget that. "And gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word." Through Jesus Christ, we can make our lives clean. Through Jesus Christ, we can measure up to this job description we've made for ourselves. It's a great opportunity. "That he may sanctify it and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." That's our responsibility as wives. As a church, we're supposed to be this. And if we aren't, we have a way of doing it. And Christ will help us do it. I think people look at that list and say, "How in the world can I do that? Overcome all these things that I see in my life that I'm not good enough at." But you can't do it with that attitude. Christ will help you do it. That's what he's for. That's what he died for. Let's remember that. Let's keep this list in our mind. Have it as a standard to look up to and to attain, because it is possible. Thank you for your time.
Let us stand.
Thank you.
Thank you for thy mercy and kindness upon us. Thank you for the words of admonition and guidance brought. Help us, Father, to be those people that you would please to claim. Help us to humble ourselves before we should, and to have that charity within our hearts, Father. Again, be with those that are sick and the afflicted, and those that have trials and tribulations. May you comfort them and strengthen them. Go with this now. We would ask in Christ's name. Amen.